7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Ken Kessler. Kenny, we haven't done a very good job of keeping up with some of the items of interest that you investigate through our listeners. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, email to Doug or Rich or Jennifer or Roberta or Ken at DougSteffens.com. So what do we have in the lightning strikes department?
Lots of conversation about Donald Sterling since
really?
His interview with Anderson Cooper, apologizing finally.
For those of you who don't know or haven't heard the story, Sterling offered an apology and an explanation of sorts. He said, "I'm not a racist. I made a terrible mistake. I'm here with you," speaking to Anderson Cooper, "to apologize and to ask for forgiveness for all the people that I've hurt." He said he was baited into making the comments. "That's not the way I talk," he said. All right. Go ahead, Kenny.
Let's see. Eric Keith says, "Donald Sterling needs to just shut up and go away."
Well, it doesn't... I'm sure he'd like to be able to do that. However, there are a lot of antagonists and protagonists, if you will. So probably that's not going to happen. What else?
Danny says that Donald Sterling apologizing on CNN is like saying, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Yes. Don't we love it? Go ahead.
And Rich says, "We're still talking about this. The news media is the real race problem here."
All right, so
yeah,
here's
agreed.
That's the problem there. And is it the same problem with the discussion of climate change or climate control? I had a lot of conversations with people over the weekend. As a matter of fact, I had a meeting with a group of people on Saturday who are interested in, of all things, cows as the savior of the planet. There are a group of people, and the numbers are growing, who say that cows and their relationship with the land are really the key to saving the photosynthetic process, the microbial essence of what the earth is about, or what the dirt is about that grows our trees and our food, all microbial in base, and the microbes are activated by the manure from the cows. All right, so what do you say about that? Oh, Richie's already in at least second or third gear.
Well, no, I would say second gear. I have questions.
Go ahead.
Many will say that the methane gas released from just mass meat cow farming is a problem.
Yeah.
But so basically what they're contending is, why don't we just let cows loose to roam the world and have it more of a natural thing so that they eat, digest, and release and clean the dirt. And make
I didn't hear them say release them to the world. What I heard them say was that there are microbial interests that take place during the digestive process in the four stomachs of a cow.
Right. Every farmer uses their cow manure for
right. I use for my fertilizer. I don't use chemical fertilizers, and my stuff grows better than most anybody else's around because. And I also have a combination on my farm of seaweed, fish oil, and other natural things that we
Your
use
farm
for fertilizer. It smells horrible.
Yeah,
but it's good for the soil.
But he admits
so what do you
it.
Want? Yeah, when you apply, I mean, it goes away. But there's plenty of smelling going on this weekend. If you were downwind from a couple of fields, you'd have known we were here. No question about that. So anyway, the question comes on whether this is what makes the weather as erratic as it is. Cold air from the north, warm air from the south, duking it out over the heartland of our country again. Sutton, Nebraska, Orrick, Missouri took the brunt as tornadoes damaged homes and businesses over the weekend. And there's severe weather expected a couple of days into this week. The southern plains to the Great Lakes will have a lot to concern themselves with as the weather here, for example, where I am in Massachusetts, goes from 84 degrees to 54 degrees overnight. and that's the way it'll go. It gradually warms up again. Last couple of days have been warm. Down where Richie is, it's warm. But through this cold front that comes through as a result of the jet stream being a little lower and a little more potent, it moves things faster. Thus, the clashes occur more regularly. Thus, severe thunderstorms and tornado worries. Is that being caused by fossil fuels? Is it being caused by the gas from the cows? Or is the Earth just changing because the Earth just
solar changes? Solar flares.
Solar flares this time of year? Yep.
Well, the sun is going through some pretty big changes
right.
in these couple of years.
Changes, Richie.
Changes.
Pretty much like the situation in Ukraine. Early election results, changes there.
What a mess this is.
Pro-Russian militants, eastern part of Ukraine, referendums over the weekend, declaring their independence so that they can, the Russians can just usurp a little at a time, or is this it? Do they stop there?
These people are just a bunch of thugs.
There
was people leaving one polling station voting and then going to another one and voting.
Yep.
There were children
like
voting.
Chicago.
There was no kind of registration whatsoever. It was just a total farce. And they said that it was absolute chaos in every polling station.
Yeah. But that's the way it is.
Right.
Nigeria. Dateline, Nigeria. International effort to find the Nigerian girls picking up steam. U.S., British, French, and now China is involved in this, helping in the search. Israel, sending in a team of counterterrorism experts as well. There are a few details still, because these people are anathema. They have run under the radar for a long time, built up their strength.
They're not anymore.
Well, no, they aren't. But the clash in Nigeria is the Muslim population there wants to throw the Christians out and just have Sharia law. The Christians want to coexist, but can't. That's the way I read it. Anybody got a different read? Comments, Kenny, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show on the Nigerian girl capture situation.
Steve says, why hasn't some nation just bombed the heck out of that region? Send in the drones.
Sounds like we could read send in the clowns, remember? Send in the drones.
Boko Haram has decided to release some of the girls.
Yeah.
If the Nigerian government will release all of the Boko Haram people who are there being held in jail.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Not nice of them. Good for them. What heroes. Dara Torres. Remember her?
Yes.
She's the swimmer. Mm-hmm. 12-time Olympic
swimmer, yeah, like 40 years old.
She's beefy arms, Dougie.
She's going to be on in about half hour. We'll talk about how her career is going and some things that she's encountering and trying to work on. Meanwhile, I'd like to fix a problem that you had last night, not getting a good night's rest. How many people, raise your hands, please, did not get a good night's sleep last night of the male persuasion? This is for men. Actually, it's for women, too. Roberta, did you get a good night's sleep?
Yes, but not enough.
Uh-huh. Did you sleep alone, or was your husband there?
No, he was there.
He was. And does he get up during the night at all?
Oh, my gosh, all the time.
Okay, so why don't you have him on PT9?
Yeah,
get him on PT9.
Send me some. I'll tell you how it works for him.
PT9. There are millions and millions and millions of men who now have gone back to experiencing a normal life using this revolutionary all-natural prostate health formula called PT9. And as Roberta experienced, and as many of you have experienced, husband gets up, boyfriend gets up in the middle of the night, goes to the bathroom, wakes you up, disturbing, doesn't happen once, sometimes it happens two or three times. Get to the bottom of the problem. Stop the problem with PT9. Feed the prostate. Make it healthier. And keep on this so you don't have prostate problems as you get a little bit older. That's how it works. Start it now. Keep it going. You'll have a good, healthy prostate and a good, healthy life, because if you get a good night's rest, you're nothing but healthy. 800-811-3790 orders PT9 for a good night's sleep. 800 800- 877-811-3790. And mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a free bonus gift, a jar of Heart Factors Plus. Help yourself to that, or an extra bottle of PT9 if you'd like. Just make your preferences known when you call 800-811-3790 for a good night's sleep. 800-811-3790.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale Season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Boss beer, pretty awesome, man. Responsibly.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. With all natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Some good news, those of you who want to do that springtime trip to Washington and haven't been able to get up the Washington Monument, it's open now 32 months ago.
Yeah.
The widespread damage after that earthquake in Washington. And so now this I had forgotten this thing is as old as it is, Richie. 130 years old. Made out of white marble. It's 555 feet tall. Had 150 cracks in it. But now they're all fixed. You saw the scaffolding. You got to wonder, how do they actually fix this stuff? They replace the marble? They put grout or
they seal parts of it. Some of it they replaced. They put some studs in it way up high for future earthquake problems.
So. You know about that being a stud and all, Richie, right?
Future stud, yes.
Okay.
Currently, no.
Okay, 21 after.
Yeah.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Because houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door devil reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door Devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Crank it up, Richie. Come on. He's become Saturday romantic lead in movies, too, hasn't he?
Who did?
Bono.
Hasn't he? No.
I thought he had. Who am I confusing you with?
John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi. I always do that, Ken. Thank you.
It's the Bon part.
Yeah. Confuse Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
That's all the same.
That's right, Richie. With or without. So who was that? Was it Bono or Bon Jovi that was at the party that George Clooney had for his fiance in Malibu this weekend?
That would have been Bono.
Bono. So I got it right here. He's you too. This is Bon Jovi.
I have to say, I know this. You guys are going to all jump on me. I like Bon Jovi better than you two.
Really?
I do. I'm going to say it. Put it out there.
I call him the great imposter.
I'm going to let you walk around the rest of your life with that statement.
What does that mean, Roberta?
Well, he's a Springsteen. He wishes he was Springsteen, but he's not.
Oh, come on.
The great imposter.
What are you talking about?
You're not even close.
Bon Jovi's music is way more enjoyable than you two. You two is for snobs.
No, that's not what she's saying.
That must be what
she's
I am.
She's saying the Jersey
guys. No, I know. I know what she's saying. I'm talking
Bon Jovi is like
No, I love Roberta. I'm not ignoring her. I heard her.
Like a hard rock, and Bruce is, like straight ahead rock and roll. Yeah,
I think he's more pop rock, actually.
Yeah, he's got a lot of pop rock, but so is Bon Jovi. I mean,
what about you too, Bono? What's his deal?
They were an alt rock band originally. Yeah,
not anymore.
Yeah, but U2 is very highbrow. It's very intellectual.
It's about biblical stuff. How can you actually have to be together?
A lot of biblical references, correct?
So why is that? What does that mean? Why does that make it highbrow?
U2 is highbrow because they are able to reinvent themselves, much like Led Zeppelin did,
and
much like the Beatles did. Bruce never reinvented himself. Well, yeah, he has.
He's been having to reinvent
himself.
Bon Jovi's never reinvented themselves.
And I'll share it at Facebook. Can we do U2 or Bon Jovi, please?
Of these bands, who is your favorite?
Yeah, U2, Bon Jovi, and Bruce. I'll share it on mine. Right. Are we throwing Bruce in?
Yeah, we'll throw Bruce in there.
Okay, I feel like my options are
Bon Jovi
now.
Or Bruce.
Yeah, and I will be voting for U2.
Okay, so the results tomorrow. Sounds like Charlotte.
Enjoy your latte, Richie.
Yeah. All right.
Studying
this
music.
Is good day.
Good Lord, you people.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Hey, it's Leah. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear they might overpay. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. And TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy a car, just follow three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and to lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Of those of us who are responsible for presenting you with the stories of the day, good news and otherwise. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, along with Ken Kessler, monitoring your social input at, it could be antisocial if you want to, it's up to you.
We're monitoring it closely right now.
Yes, we are.
We have put the song, the debate up on our Facebook page.
Uh-huh. It's getting mean already.
As to who is the better band or singer, Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi, or U2.
Uh-huh.
And Ken and I are all on the U2 train, and Roberta's on the Bruce Springsteen train.
Yeah.
And the big hair little bimbo in the corner over there is all over Bon Jovi.
You know what? Did you see what I wrote you after you called me a big hair bimbo, Rich?
Maybe I shouldn't say
I said, enjoy your soy milk vegan latte while you contemplate global warming. I'll be smiling while I tease my hair and spray my Aquanet. So take that.
So there. So what thoughts are going through your mind with regard to that? Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where lightning strikes not once.
Twice.
Not twice.
Three times.
But 11 times.
Oh, my goodness.
Lightning striking 11 times in Salt Lake City, the airport, this past week. Cancellation of flights. 11 inbound planes were struck by the lightning. Maintenance teams had to work to determine the extent of the damage. I was in a plane once to get hit by lightning going into New York, as a matter of fact, Roberta. A long time ago.
So that's what's wrong with you.
God taking another shot at you, huh?
Very nice. Yeah, Richie. The local people at the airport said that United flights were hit, Delta flights were hit, Southwest, et cetera, et cetera. Even though the strikes likely occurred while the planes were occupied, it's unlikely passengers noticed. I remember when the lightning struck the plane that I was in. But there's no ground, so there's no conductivity. You're not going to get the feeling. It might get to some of the electrical circuits and things that need to operate in order for the plane to be safe, but you're never going to get an electric. You can't have a shock unless your feet are touching the ground. It's impossible. But does it do something to the aeronautical aviation stuff in the plane? Could very. I wouldn't want to be on a plane. I was, and I didn't like it. It was a pretty scary thing, as a matter of fact. All right, let's, by the way, Dara Torres, I told you that, she's going to join us in a few minutes talking about a problem. If you have teenage children, you're going to want to listen to this conversation that we have in a few minutes. Right now, this is not for teenage children. This is for children Richie's age who want to explore new beers. This is American Craft Beer Week. Activities planned all around the country as overall beer consumption declining when it comes to the big brewers. The interest in craft beer is way on the rise. I have a little craft outfit here in Framingham that I deal with. We pick up their brewer's grain, about 600 to 1,000 pounds of it a day. Use it to feed the cows. The cows love it. It's kind of fun to see them after they've had a little bit too much to eat.
Yeah, it makes them drunk, doesn't it?
It makes them silly. Makes them silly. So how much do you think...
Doesn't make them drunk.
No.
There's no alcohol in it.
No. It just tastes good. They love it. They go. Right. They charge the wagon when it's brought in.
Hmm.
All right, so last year, Richie, over $14 billion was spent in America on these craft beers.
It's huge.
That's up 20% in just a year. Yes, I'm betting you... Well, you don't drink any of the conventional beers anymore at all.
I do not.
I
will drink water before I drink a Bud Light.
Is that because...
Corona.
Oh, huh. Back to that snob comment again.
Yeah.
Weird.
Right. Excuse me, Miss Sommelier.
Yeah. I'd rather have a Coors Light and Bon Jovi, thank you.
Look at the wine sommelier over in the corner calling someone else a snob.
All right.
I love you. I'm just teasing.
We'll move that. We'll move into the next gear, if I may. The World Cup.
Programming note. The week before Memorial Day, we're actually going to have a conversation with some small beer crafters so that we can learn a little bit more about it for the summer season coming up. So you can grill with a good beer in your hands.
So how about if you grill with beer? You put the stuff, like I had salmon last night. How about you put the salmon into some of the beer and
you do? You take a piece of tin foil,
yeah.
Put salmon
stick
in there,
your ears.
And you put some tin foil and salmon inside, yeah. And then you kind of crunch up the edges and pour a beer in there, and then cover it all up and put it on the barbecue.
I always grill with a beer in my hands.
Really?
A little bit for me.
You answer the phone with a beer in your hands, too?
A little bit with food. For share.
Yeah. Nice.
Just during the show.
Very nice.
Yes.
All right, so in terms of how you would cook, last night, by the way, my niece was very impressed with me. I cooked a couple of, she was here, and she spends the night here a couple of nights a week because she's working on the farm early. So she just doesn't have any children, so she sleeps in a little room downstairs that we have. And she came in last night as I started to watch The Good Wife, and I said, do you want something to eat? And she said, yeah. I said, well, I picked up some salmon and cooked it, and we had it on greens, and it was really very, very tasty. And I was thinking about what it could taste like if it was cooked in beer. As you, we cook
everything tastes good cooked in
better
beer.
Better in beer. Okay, better in beer. I promised Dara Torres, and in a moment, I'll deliver on that promise here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room, from coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No. To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No. To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How
no. Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm going to.
No. Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day, even resume software. Now get a 20% off coupon for your K-Cup purchase. Staples, make more happen.
Coupon valid 5/11 to 5/17/14 in store online or by phone. Limit one coupon per customer while supplies last.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30th, 2014. Go to valvoline-usa.com for more info.
There's a place where past vacation memories are talked about and shared for a lifetime, where new experiences never disappoint, and where the only thing better than visiting is coming back again. Visit Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Exciting attractions for every member of the family. 60 miles of picture-perfect beachline will take your breath away, but leave your wallet happy. Affordability meets fun in Myrtle Beach, because you shouldn't have to sacrifice on vacation. Take a walk to remember down our nationally acclaimed boardwalk and breathe the ocean's salty mist. Experience fun-filled water activities, oceanfront amusement rides, and golf courses that truly inspire. Immerse yourself in world-class entertainment, amazing variety, exceptional value. From coastal cuisine to true southern cooking, indulge every appetite with award-winning dining and the freshest seafood the coast has to offer. Visit Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Enjoy so much more for so much less, and leave with memories to last a lifetime.
18 minutes for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer and Richie, Ken, and Roberta. Happy to have Dara Torres back on the program. You remember her as the 12-time Olympic medal swimmer, mother, New York Times bestselling author. When we were talking, it's probably been a year or so. I don't remember what you were on for. I just remember having a good conversation, Dara, when you were here before. Isn't that? Does that bother you? I don't remember why we had a conversation. I just remember the conversation. Is that
troubling? It really bothers me. What's up with that? I remember you guys.
Wow, you remember us, but do you remember what we were talking about? What would refresh our memory? Let's see. I'm going to get back and drill back into your memory. Why were we talking?
Yeah, that's what I'm
back at me, huh?
Yeah, it's back at you now.
Whatever it was important.
It probably was about the book.
It was very important, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was. It may have been about... Well, this is an important conversation. And I guess my question to you as we get started here, you're here to help mothers and parents protect teenagers from a potentially deadly disease that most people can't pronounce.
Can you pronounce it?
Well, I'm going to... Thank you for putting me back on the spot.
Exactly.
It looks like meningococcal meningitis.
Nope.
See how happy she is that I'm not able
so
to pronounce
happy.
It. All right,
it's
so go ahead.
Karma. Karma. Well, actually, so I'm here because I'm a spokesperson for the Voices of Meningitis, and they did a survey that showed that more than 2 in 3 moms have little to no knowledge of the CDC's recommendations for meningococcal meningitis prevention.
Meningococcal, okay. Meningococcal.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, what I'm trying to do is educate parents. You know, that's a lot of parents that don't know anything about meningococcal meningitis prevention, and so I'm out here trying to educate parents to let them know that you can prevent this. The CDC recommends vaccinations for prevention, and actually here with me too is Beth Maddy, who's a school nurse who can tell you more about the survey.
Beth Maddy is actually president-elect of the National Association of School Nurses. What I would like to know, Beth, is how big a problem this is and why the focus now?
Good morning, and thanks for having us. Well, the focus now is on teens. They're the group that is at higher risk. They're one of the higher risk groups for contracting meningococcal meningitis, and there's a vaccine available, and it's the best prevention we have. And so that's what we're doing is really, and why we're doing it now, is to educate parents about the vaccine that's available. There's a vaccine you should get when you're age 11 for the teens, and then a booster dose at age 16. And in a survey that showed that more than a quarter of the moms knew about the first vaccine, and the ones that knew about the first vaccine, they didn't know that there was a second booster dose.
And
that's really important.
And the reason why it's so we're targeting teens is because it's very easy to contract it at that age because you're in close quarters, you share water bottles, you kiss, you share utensils, and so that's why we're really trying to get the message out there about how important it is to vaccinate your children.
Let's back up just a little bit. Explain what... I'm not even going to try. What this form of meningitis is and what it does and how you get it and why you get it.
Well, meningococcal meningitis is a bacterial infection. It causes swelling of the lining of the spinal cord.
How do you get it, Beth? How is it something that's waterborne? Is that why Dara is interested in part?
It's spread by respiratory droplets. So just like you would get the flu or a cold by sharing water utensils, kissing, living in close quarters with other people, that's how it's spread. So you think about this age group, they're doing those activities that puts them close together and sharing water bottles, kissing, all of those things that make them at higher risk, and that's how it's spread.
Is this like a flu where it has different strains, or where it has hot and cold seasons where, it's in the winter again, we better watch out for meningitis, or is it something that's just consistently being spread around and around?
Well, first of all, it is very, very deadly. It can cause death within 24 hours. Right. It can also cause some serious consequences. So I don't want to say it's just like another one of these respiratory illnesses. It is very serious, and we have a vaccine available to prevent it.
Well, where's the vaccine? Beth, where's the vaccine come from? I just am curious as to why the focus on this now. This is not a new problem, right? What's the why
well,
now?
Well, the vaccine is fairly new within the last 10 years. So, and this survey showed that moms were not, they were aware of meningitis, but like Dara said early on, that 2 out of 3 moms had little to no knowledge of the CDC recommendations for the meningococcal meningitis prevention. So that's why it's so important to us now, is that there's a vaccine available and we want parents to know about
well,
it.
Well, one of the reasons there's a disconnect here to a point is that the CDC is often wrong. The essence of what happens with vaccines and the controversy caused by having them at any stage in life because of some of, not all, but people sort of tend to lump vaccines all together. Some of them have been proven, salt vaccine for polio, for example, beneficial to the nth degree. Sometimes the vaccines for flu viruses, not so good. And then there are all kinds of controversies about vaccines for children, the younger, and this. So when you use the term vaccine and you say to parents, your children should be vaccinated, oftentimes there's a sort of like looking at the deer with the headlights. You know, you're okay, we have all these vaccines. Why do we need another one?
That's a whole different ball game. Here we have a vaccine that has shown to prevent meningococcal meningitis that can save a child, prevent them from getting this deadly disease. And I don't know why parents wouldn't choose to have their child vaccinated.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate to explain why people might not, because there is a distrust, an inherent distrust of the government with many people, and vaccine, the anti-vaccine movement has gained tremendous traction in the past few years because there are these problems. So I guess that I'm just interested in hearing how it is that these are, how we know that this is going to work. Has there been a study that suggests children of like experience, you get the vaccine, you don't get meningococcal, pronounce it again for me because I keep having a hard time.
It's meningococcal meningitis. You can do blood tests to show that you've developed antibodies against the disease. And that's where they determined that a second dose was needed, because after the first dose, you develop the antibodies, but then you start to drop off a little bit. So they found that they needed a second dose to increase that the antibodies so that you would have the immunity against the meningococcal meningitis.
What age group are we talking about?
We're talking about 11 to 21. But so the first vaccine should be given at age 11, and then the booster dose should be given at age 16.
Dara,
to
how
them through
old,
that period of that risk.
Dara, your children are how old?
I have an 8-year-old daughter and 14-year-old stepkids that are twins. So last year, when my daughter was in getting her checkup, I made sure that I spoke to her healthcare provider to find out more information, you know, how to prevent something like this possibly happen to my daughter and my stepkids.
Mm. Well, I think it's something new that's on the horizon. I think it's good to have the conversation about it so that people know, because I think you're talking to most folks who are not aware, A, that there is a problem, or B, that there's a vaccine, or foresee that there may be some sort of controversy. The age thing is important to understand. There are a lot of different reasons to have this conversation. So I'm appreciative of both of your being here. Beth Maddy, who is the president-elect of the National Association of School Nurses. I guess, even though we don't have time, my wonder would be how you get these vaccines in school. You have to go to a doctor's office. Beth, quickly,
quickly ask your healthcare provider. You can get the vaccines from your healthcare provider, and it's a good time to have that conversation with your healthcare provider about what's needed. And also look at the website voicesofmeningitis.org. Lots of information there as well.
All right, ladies, thank you, Beth Maddy and Dara Torres, with a focus on a problem and a solution. Here on Good Day.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Program, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, people of all persuasions everywhere. The ears are upon us. 150 people arrested in 29 states. More than $20 million in cash and assets were seized over the weekend.
This was huge.
Thousands of synthetic drug products. So we have three or four, as the week begins, we have three or four of these. We're focused on drug buys. We're focused on marijuana. Now, this is a Washington, D.C. sting by the DEA called Project Synergy. There was a massive flow of drug-related money from Washington, the nation's capital, to Yemen, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon.
Yeah.
Target Washington with drugs.
The one thing I heard about in this story that I took away was that, whatever, 80%, 90% of all drug dealers, that means the suppliers,
yep,
are connected to some kind of terrorist group.
Well, we've been talking about ages. People who use drugs are funding terrorism. That's the bottom line.
So who out there who are getting your fix
getting high
this past weekend, congratulations.
Yep,
you are funding the terrorists that are trying to hunt you down.
So in this case, I'm happy. You didn't hear me earlier talking about the marijuana focus and how foolish it is from our point of view to be going after these people. But I think this is completely appropriate. Yemen, which is where Al-Qaeda is headquartered now. Jordan, certainly not a friend of the West. Syria, my God, it speaks for itself. Lebanon, these are where the groups are getting this money.
Who's dealing these synthetic drugs?
Mm-hmm.
I think their punishment should be that we send them to Yemen.
Yeah. Or give them some of their own drugs.
Yep.
Give them their drugs. No, don't then send them.
No. Send. Yeah. Send them to Yemen. Sell drugs in Yemen. See how they treat you there.
Yeah. Off with your head.
Yeah.
Good night. All right. Let's see here. The research is in from the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Children. The research suggests that the people who make lifesavers, Jolly Ranchers, Kool-Aids, that sort of thing, are supplying the chemicals that's being put into cigars, cigarettes, smokeless tobacco. In other words, they're using candy and drink products to get you hooked and stay in the sort of sweetness. When you have a pack of Lifesavers, for example, when I'm driving, I might chew gum if I'm by myself.
Yeah.
Or I might have Lifesavers, keep the sugar flowing into my system. So these... And the reason that you take these products is because they keep you on a sugar high. They keep you awake and alert, that sort of thing. At least that's how it affects me. So in terms of how this is being used in tobacco, the same sort of things, the sugar, the colorings, the products that are used in all of these very popular, very sweet candies being added now to tobacco so that when you get hooked, it's almost virtually impossible for you to get off. It is. You just keep buying them. I mean, so many things that are in these things. No government supervision. They don't want you to drink raw milk, but yet let's have all of this crap put in all the tobacco products. Do you realize how crazy this is? Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, another interesting story. This is, I got a Norman Rockwell thing that I think is really cute, so stand by for that here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
All right. There's a painting that hung in the Gardner High School principal's office for 50 years here in Massachusetts. Gardner High School.
Gardner.
Going to the auction block this weekend. 1941 painting Willie Gillis in Convoy was a gift from Norman Rockwell to the former principal of the school in the 1950s. Hung in the principal's office, and then it was put away in storage. The picture is going to be sold, probably bring $2 million, depicts a World War II soldier in the back of a truck with comrades, part of a series from the Saturday Evening Post. Very cool stuff. The manager of media services at the Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Mass. Says they didn't know the painting existed. It's beautiful. It's going to be auctioned by Sotheby's in New York. And then we got to figure out where the money goes. It's not going to the school. So where is the money going? That would be a question I'd like an answer to. But you see a picture. You can actually see the picture. We have it posted at DougStephan.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.